Okay. So we're doing, trying to figure out these limudim, this tosos. But I guess the problem here is, so let's assume, so what are the, basically, so the question is, what are these nara nara? You have two limudim, nara nara. So what's the deal? What are you learning from them? So they're extra. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. First one, or one of them, is excluding Avodah Zarah, that you don't kill someone who's worshiping, about to worship Avodah Zarah. And the second one, or the other one, is saying is Behema and Shabbos. You don't kill someone who's going to sleep with an animal or violate Shabbos.
That's number one?
It sounds like that way from the Gemara. So Rashi says, though, he says, no, really... Really, 1 second here. Yeah, but he says, really, Shabbos, Rashi says, really, Shabbos, you don't need one for. Because the whole, once you exclude Avodah Zarah, the only reason you'd think that you kill someone because of Shabbos is because it's like Avodah Zarah. Because Chil, right? Chil, Chil, Avodah Zarah, so similar to Avodah Zarah. But once you have one which excludes Avodah Zarah, then you don't need one for Shabbos. So really, just one for Avodah Zarah, one for Mehema. But it's just that it says it throws in Shabbos because our Mishnah has Shabbos. Our Mishnah says that it doesn't apply by Shabbos. So the Gemara wanted to throw it in there, but really you don't need a limit for it. It's just it's really one for Avodah Zarah, one for Shabbos, one for Behema. Okay. Yeah. So why do you need one for Behema? Why do you need one for Behema for an animal? Similar to Arayos. But what does that mean? It's similar to Arayos. I mean, there's no victim exactly. I mean, we're worried about the pagam of the animal. It's hard to say. So it's not exactly clear, what does that mean? Why would I think that? If the whole framework here is, right? Now also, does it matter which one is which? Is there a first one and a second one? I mean, is it shot like the first one excludes Avodah Zarah and then the second one excludes animal? Or is it the vice versa? Or is there an order? Are they just two totally separate things? You know, like how does this go? Okay, so that, I think Tosos comes in on that. Okay, and I don't know if Rashi, can you tell from Rashi? I don't know if you can tell. Because he just says, once you exclude Avodah Zarah, you don't have to exclude an animal. It's a good question why you throw a Shabbos in together with an animal, right? That's a good question. Why would you throw a Shabbos with an animal? Throw it with Avodah Zarah, if anything. Really, it's more similar to Avodah Zarah. Why, according to Rashi, you know? I want to put it in there, so put it in together with Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Similar to Arayos. In what way is it similar to Arayos? Right, it's actually forbidden sexual relations. It seems in terms of the chait, it's similar to Arayos, right? I mean, in terms of the victim, it's not similar. There's no victim, there's no, you know, it's an animal. But in terms of the chait, it sounds similar. Right? Right, Avodah Zarah in terms of the gam. Right, in terms of the gam. And it's also chay. Right, it's also chay. But the havmin of Avodah Zarah is the pagam gavoa. So excluding that. Once exclude that, of course, Shabbos is excluded. But Shabbos, but maybe a behema is similar in terms of the chay. Maybe you'd think if you only have the chay, even without the pagam, you'd do it. Right, we did have a thought like that at some point. Remember, we had some sort of an idea? Someone said this. Maybe you know, maybe it's you, I don't know. But the idea is, look, when a guy does arayos, that's a kind of a sin, which is like the ruining his life. He's involved in arayos, totally throwing himself like, and he's like an animal. And we kill a guy in order to prevent him from that. Maybe you'd say, it's like you prevent to save his soul. Better to kill his body, save his soul. Something like that. But maybe you would have thought that you do it. There's no pagam. I mean, you have to learn that's the halacha, that you need both. So it's to teach you that the avera itself does not warrant killing a guy. You don't just save a guy from avera. It's true, you save a guy from avera, but saving avera alone doesn't require that you kill him.
It's fine. That's never been what we've been saying all along. It's not saving avera.
No, it isn't, because we already know the conclusion, which is based on this pasuk.
No, but I'm saying what we've been saying all along for other cases. It hasn't been...
Well, all the cases were already assuming this conclusion that it doesn't apply by behema. But if it applied by behema, how do we know that? How did we know? I mean, there's nothing logical.
In our analysis of those other cases, there's always been the other deadlock.
Right. Yeah, we do. Correct.
here you run the deadlock.
Correct. Correct. Right, there's nothing to do with that. But that whole svara is a svara which is based upon the maskana, based upon the Mishnah, and based upon everything which we know from Limudim that that's the case, that it doesn't apply by animal, it does apply by a person. So why is that? So Rashi told us why, because you need both these factors.
According to that, why did you need to come forward to know what is our got to be worse than Behemoth?
No, maybe first thing is you say you exclude a Behemoth. First thing is, you say, it shows you that you only do what's begun. Avera itself doesn't warrant killing.
They are connected, but the Behemoth comes first.
Yeah, let's say. Tosus, I think, says that. Yeah, let's say that one comes first. I know the Gemara doesn't have the order, but I think Tosus says that. I think Tosus has that order. But whatever, I mean, the order doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know if you have to stick by the order, but I would say is that, yeah, because if you say about Zora, then you already have the begun thing. But I'll say the first thing is it tells you by a woman, so it says, so I'd say it's because of the fact that it's a sin. In order to prevent the guy from violating the sin, you have a right to kill him. This is a sin which is, you have to save a guy from avera. This is a terrible avera. It makes him into an animal, whatever. And in order to save him, you have the right to save him from avera at all costs. So therefore, even if he's going to sleep with an animal, same thing. So it teaches you no na'ara. It's only in la na'ara where there's an ara, where there's a victim. And the thing is not just because saving him from Avera is the machriya between the fact that you have to save the woman, you have the deadlock, and then that's the machriya. But just the saving the person from sin alone does not warrant killing him. Right, so that teaches you that. Fine, so now it's only if there's a deadlock and that's the machriya. So now from what about Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is also a deadlock. Avodah Zarah is also a deadlock. Because Pagam Gavoa. Someone says, no. That second Nara teaches you that we only deal with Pagam Edja. We don't deal with the Pagam of Gavar for whatever reason, from yesterday.
Yeah.
In which case, where would you put Shabbos?
Halo.
And why? Right, I mean, it would seem in theory you could put it in either one. I mean, it seems to be in both. Like, if you'd say that by Behemoth, that the reason why you'd, the Avmina, why Behemoth, you'd be able to do it is because you're preventing him from such a terrible chay. So maybe you'd say that by Shabbos also, maybe you'd say you could save him from that really bad chay. Maybe it was also. What? No, not because of Begam.
Oh, right.
Because it's a chay. It's a terrible chay. But then it shows you just the chay alone doesn't do it. So Shabbos and Behemoth are just chay alone. He says, yeah, fine, but Avodah Zarah is not just a chet alone, there's a pagam gavoa. So maybe I'd say that you do, so then it tells me not. Shabbos could kind of go by both, because Shabbos is a very bad chet, and it also could, you could argue it has pagam. You know, but if you're before you get to the pagam gavoa, you just say Shabbos, without that positing that, you know, the comparison between Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, you can just say Shabbos is a very bad sin. So you exclude that together with.
More specific over what makes the
data
payment
so that you kill a person. You have to know, right. Sure. But still, I mean.
They could, I'm just saying. Right. Yeah,
right. No. By the way, the idea of that, the life, you know, this whole idea that by Behema you'd say is you have a right to save him in order to, right, kill him in order to save him from the sin. Kind of sounds like the idea that if a guy puts a gun to your head and tells you just to do Gila Rayas, to do some sort of erva, to sleep with an erva, so you don't. You live your life. So you do see precedence for the fact that we say that a life of a Rayas isn't worth it, and you have to live your life. Well, Shabbos you would have it also, but there's a different reason you don't. So Shabbos, you keep the Shabbos, and in theory you would. Right. But I'm just saying, so you may have thought that if a guy, that's the idea here, you may have thought the reason why you're killing the person is rape, is to prevent them from the erva. So it's teaching you, no, that's not true. That's not the reason. Why would I have thought? Right, I guess the one question I'm answering is, why would I have thought Behema? Behema, this whole world which we're setting up doesn't make any sense by Behema. So, because it's similar to Arayos? Not really. In one regard it is, but not insofar as we're not trying to protect the Begam of the dignity of the animal. So what's the whole thing? So I'm just answering is that this whole world, which we know of the deadlock and all this, is only based upon the fact that we already know, and our mission already knows that Behemoth is excluded. But before you know that, you could have learned this whole sugya differently. You could have learned the whole sugya as being a matter of preventing a guy from doing a terrible sin. And you have a right to kill him in order to prevent him, to save him, prevent him from sinning. And it's worth it. Save him and save his soul and kill him from this world. It's worth it. And you see, there's precedent is that if you're obligated to give up your life for a rayas. So maybe that's the idea, that you can kill him to prevent him from rayas. So it's teaching you, no, it doesn't, it's not true. It's behema doesn't apply. So it's not because of that. It's because there's a deadlock saving the girl from being raped. And the deadlock, and it's resolved through saving him. But you need a limit for that. So that's what the limit is telling you. It's limiting it only to when there's a deadlock. And then the second limit is about what Zohar is to tell you what kind of deadlock. Only a deadlock, person, not where it involves God. So that's the way Rashi is going to learn the steps in the Gemara. And what about according to the side? And then the Gemara says, fine, what about according to the side who says about the Zara, you actually do kill a guy for? Or Shimon Yochai? Right? So then he says, oh, well, it's still the behema one you need to exclude, because you could have said that's because the Zara is really bad, you know? Who knows? I mean, you could have, the Zara also doesn't have to exclude behema. And then you exclude, you say, well, since you have a Avodah Zara, so maybe you'd say Shabbos also. So you need to exclude, say, no, Shabbos isn't like Avodah Zara, Shabbos is different. Right? And then the Gemara says, oh, what about according to the Shita holds that you actually kill a guy because of Avodah Zara and you kill a guy because of Shabbos? Then what do you need two psukim for? So it says one is for Behema, another one is extra. But what would you have written? You can't just write Nar, because the grammar of the Pasuk is talking about a girl, so that's why you had to write Nara. It's not really two. I mean, really there's only one thing you're learning out, but the other one is just demanded by the grammar of it. I mean, it would be better if you learned something else, there's nothing to learn out, so whatever. He just says, my answer is lucky, just, there's not, really there's only one. Yeah, it's funny, but it isn't. Yeah, you can pursue it, but I don't know what you're going to, you know. Yeah, so now we have to do Tosos, right? Okay, so now we're ready for Tosos. So Tosos says like this: Chad l'mutei avodah zara, v'chad. She says like this: Ilav k'siv elachad. If there was only one, let's say there's only one mia. This is, I think, the question: which one comes first? Because he's saying is, let's say there was only one, then what would happen? What would it exclude? That he says, havi mugmina l'mutei behema. V'shavas, then he would go on Behem on Shavas. I think his point is that Avodah Zarah is second. First exclusion is on Behem on Shavas. The second exclusion is on Avodah Zarah. Even though the Gemara presented it in the opposite order, what he's telling you is it's, if you only had one, don't think you jump right to Avodah Zarah. First you have to jump and knock you out of Behema on Shavas. Okay? Fine. Now why Shavas? Right? He's throwing in Shavas. It sounds like he's there, but that's what he's about to ask on. It says, so we're learning that in Rashi also. I mean, I don't see anything in Rashi that tells you that it can't be that way. So I'm just going with that. The tema, the behema v'shabes hechimah mechar mechar. How could you exclude behema and Shabbos from this one pasuk? The tveha yiner lomer, the mechar memayra v'dzar v'shabes. Right? It would be better if you say that one pasuk excludes v'dzar and Shabbos.
He was the one who said it the other way around.
But the Gemara groups together Behema with Shabbos. So he's saying the Gemara should have grouped Shabbos with Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Because Shabbos, you're right, because like what you guys are arguing is that in terms of the bad sin, Behema, you can understand, Behema and Arayos are put together. Shabbos is really like a chil. Right? So that would have been fine. The Gemara would have been that way, and he would have understood it. But he said, why is it that it's throwing Shabbos? Because the Arayos are making that the bad sin, the bad sin category, and not in, right?
Yep.
Just think, well, Tema is an astounding. I mean, Tema is like a wonderment. Tosos is saying he doesn't understand that. I mean, he's giving up, basically. Right? He's done with that, right? He doesn't answer it, does he? No. He goes on to the next question. So, I mean, he's basically saying it's a Tema, it's a wonderment, it's astounding. He doesn't answer it. So, I don't think, I mean, he's saying is apparently from the Gemara. I mean, this is what you say. I mean, here's a question. It's a good methodology question. Is that, what do you do when Tosa says Tema?
Tema starts the
Kasha? Tema is the Kasha. The Tema, the Behema, Veshavis, Hechimah, Mechad. Right? How do you join those together? Really, it should have been the other way. So my question is, so what do you do methodologically when Tosfos asks a tema? Tema means it's a wonderment, it's a major problem.
Wait, that question is the question of 2 to 1, the next question is what it should have been.
That's right, it's the same thing. No, how do you include Behema and Shabbos in one? You should have included from one Shabbos and Rav Zorah in one. That I understand they could put those in one. But how do you put Behema and Shabbos in one? They're two different things.
If you had to group 2 and 1.
Right, exactly. Right, so what you're saying is the proper grouping should have been the first one will teach you Behema. And the second one will tell you about Zohar and Shabbos. That's right grouping. That's right grouping. It's funny though, if you had two, well, let's go on here. So what do we do? What do you think, what are we supposed to do if a Tosfos asks a Tema? He doesn't answer. Tema means it's astounding, it's a wonderment. What do you do?
Hope he answers it.
Hope he answers it, but he doesn't. Now what? Do we try to answer it? Right. Okay, so one thing you do is define clearly the problem is, which we kind of done. We've kind of done, right? I mean, that's what we're saying, is that Tosfos is doing, it's true, Tosfos is saying is that from the Gemara it seems that it's classifying Shabbos as a very bad sin, and Shabbat together with Behema, and it's saying Avodah Zarah is the thing which is the Pagam. Right? But on the contrary, it would seem the bad sin, if anything, would be Behema, because we know Arayos is the bad sin, in that theory it's Arayos, and then Behema you're going to put together there. But Shabbos, the Gemara openly compares to Chilul, to Avodah Zarah. It would seem Shabbos is not like Arayos, it's a different thing, it's a totally different thing. And on the contrary, it should have been together with Shabbos and Behema, Shabbos and, you know, together Shabbos, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah go together. He says, why is the Gemara, it sounds like it's mixing up and putting Shabbos as if it's like the Izerva type of a thing. And putting it not, then taking it away from Avodah Zarah. Seems to be against what the Gemara does. That, I mean, it's a good kasha. I mean, so definitely, I think if Tosfos has a kasha, you want to define him, understand, you know, see what's bothering him. But do you try to answer him also? Change of premise. Yeah, I'm not sure about the answer to this question, but I think, straight off the bat, I'd say is no, you don't answer it. Okay, because Tosfos didn't answer it. So Tosfos held this is a knockout, this is a tema, it's a wonderment, and this is a kasha. So, I mean, either, I'd say one of two things. Either you could show maybe how a different Rishon will answer it, or Tosfos is assuming this and show why it's a problem, but maybe somehow show how another Rishon isn't going to have that problem. Mm-hmm. You know, but then you're still not answering it, because Tosfos is
switching
frameworks. Right, you're switching frameworks. But, and I guess you could do that, but Tosfos, like, why isn't Tosfos going down the frame? You know, like, I'm just saying, it's like, I think your job here is not to outsmart Tosfos or figure out your way around Tosfos. I mean, Tosfos is Tosfos. I think is if you understand his kasha, I think that means you understand the way he's seeing. You're seeing the sugya through Tosfos' eyes if you unlock the live as a kasha. I'm not saying if you have an insight or an inroad into, if you have a good inroad and a good answer, I'm not saying you're not allowed to say it. But, I mean, I don't think, you know, I think, I wouldn't spend that much time on it, and, you know, you have to have some grounding. And I'd say if you have a good answer which comes easy, I think more your question should be why isn't Tosfos saying that? I'd say I don't really get Tosfos. It help you to understand Tosfos. Tosfos must be learning. You use your question, your possible answer, to see what Tosfos must be learning. Tosfos must be learning. That's not so good because whatever. You know, but I'm not saying no one could, but I mean, I don't think we're trying to figure out. I mean, that's like I think what Rebbe said, as he said, the Reb Chaim said, where that's what Derech was. It's like we're learning the sugyas through the Rishonim. We're learning this. We are using the Rishonim to learn sugyas, you know, and we're trying to define the Rishonim. So just to create our own answers here, I mean, you have to have support for doing it. And to start, you know, Tosfos didn't answer. Tosfos didn't know an answer. As we said, Tema means it's not just it's a kasha, it's a wonderment. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. So, it doesn't make any sense. We mustn't have done it. It's like a Tema. It's not just a kasha. Tema is like a strong lashon, strong language. So I'd say if to you it's not a Tema, then I'm not saying you may not have an answer, but you're not understanding Tosfos. Because Tosfos, it is a Tema. So it must be you're not learning the Gemara like Tosfos. Must be, the, you know. Again, I don't mean to say that you're never allowed to give an answer to something like that, but I mean, I don't think you should just come in when that's the tema and keep working until you get an answer. I mean, if you have a contradiction in a Rambam or something, I'd say keep working until you get an answer. man's answer. The Ram wrote it, and you know, but if Tosis himself is saying it, he stumped and he didn't give an answer. So then, you know. So I have a question on Tosis though. I think this is a question on his tema. He would have been happy if the Gemara would have said, so one thing is excluding animal, and the other one is excluding Shabbos and Lazar, right? But why? Well, how do you just exclude Shabbos and Avodah Zarah in one fell swoop? Maybe it's just excluding Avodah Zarah, or maybe it's just excluding Shabbos. You know, Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah, I'll say, is a Pagam Gavoah, and not learn this Chilochel thing, right? And not compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is really directly Chol Hashem, Avodah Zarah and Shabbos isn't. So how do you know, and why is it that you could just combine together? I know, but how do you know to exclude Azara? Maybe exclude Shabbos. Like, how do you? Why don't you need three limudim? Why don't you need three? I mean, isn't the guy who holds like how does what's the name hold? Yes, it's a kasha on the sheet on the way we hold. How do we just pack it in? The Rav Shimon Yochai is right. You only have two limudim. One of them knocks out Behemah, one of them knocks out Shabbos, and you left with the Kal Vachomer. So who told you that you could just knock out knock out Azar also? I mean, you could say we hold any on Shemana Den. So we hold that, then you don't need any of this stuff. But what I'm saying is, how do you knock out Shabbat at the same time as the Shabbos? Maybe the second Pasuk is telling you to minimize that the Chil is only limited to Avod Zarah, but not to Shabbos. That there is an idea of a conflict within Gavoa, but it's only, only for Avodah Zarah itself, not for Shabbos. I mean, it could be that's the machlokas, actually. I mean, that's what we held, but Rosh Hashanah holds. No, that is what Rosh Hashanah holds, basically. Rosh Hashanah says, no, that is that you learn the Kal Vachomer, and the Limud only excludes Shabbos. That's what he holds, really. But we don't hold that, apparently.
So what's your kasha
on Tosfos? I'm just saying it's like...
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's kasha on Tosfos. Those are just saying is that would have been better to say. That one pasuk excludes them both. I'm just saying is how they exclude them both.
Is that your question?
I guess so. Yeah. But I mean, the way Tosfos is...
It's your question, but I'm just saying it's not an issue with Tosfos.
Well, if you learn that Shabbos goes together with Behemah, then it's not a kasha. It was a kasha. I mean, different kasha. Tosfos is a kasha. How do you put together Behemah and Shabbos? But Tosfos is saying is the way you would learn the Gemara. He would have been happy with the Gemara that way. I'm saying is I'm not happy with the Gemara that way. I mean, he's the one who's saying to learn the Gemara that way, put together Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. I mean, if you say Shabbos goes together with Behemah, so then once you knock out Behemah, you also knock out Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos, forget Shabbos, not do the Avodah Zarah, Shabbos with Behemah. And then Avodah Zarah is separately. So, I mean, if the Gemara is that way, if the Gemara is the way it is, Tosfos doesn't understand why Shabbos with Avodah Zarah, but then there's no problem. And it's good, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah go together. Shabbos and Behemah go together, and then you have another one for Zara. But according to what Tosfos is learning, is that no, that Behemah is Behemah, and you can't throw Shabbos in there, so now you have one more. How does that exclude them both? Maybe that's the reason why the Gemara didn't do that. Because then you wouldn't have three. So there must be, you have three, it must be. He would have been happy if the Gemara is that way, but how is that? He's trying to explain the Chara, you know. He's tamer. He's like, he should have said this way. That's kind of what he's saying. Okay. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Answer. Okay. Pshat answer. Okay, Pshat. Pshat is that I think it's a good answer. The limud is nara. So how's the limud? The limud nara means a girl. Right? So the first limud is girl as opposed to an animal. And the second one is when there's a girl victim as opposed to the pagam gavoa. As opposed to, it's telling you the victim is a person, a hedyot, as opposed to gavoa, which includes both Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. But you can't, how's the limud? How's the limud of nara going to tell you only by Avodah Zarah, not by Shabbos? What would the limud be? It would be telling you is, yeah, it's true, even Pagam Gavoa, but only the real Pagam Gavoa and not the fake Pagam, not the Shabbos Pagam Gavoa. How does Nara teach you that? Minaro isn't just if you just learn it's a limud extra word and it just teaches you any random thing, fine. But I mean, that's not the idea. It's, you know, I mean, if you learn that, it's just, then it's a miyot, then whatever, you can apply it to whatever you want. But if you learn that, it's saying is it writes Nara to show you where this pagam go, where this halacha applies. So it first tells you about a girl as opposed to an animal. And says it again, that tells you a girl as opposed to Pagam Gavoa, which will exclude both of them simultaneously, Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. To say that the limud is going to target Shabbos and not Avodah Zarah is difficult in terms of limud. It could be that's how Rav Shimon Chai is going to learn. He's going to say that, I think. But it's, you could see an argument that you can't do that in terms of the limud. Limud is not, it isn't doing that. It seems to be a smooth way to go. I mean, it could be Rav Shimon Chai just learns it's a miyot. So miyot is just saying on Shabbos, it won't be by Avodah Zarah. But saying the simple way, if you learn Nara, it's like a real limud. It's not just a miyot, but it's what Nara means. It's actually telling you the content of the things. So then it's limiting it to people as opposed to others. So then Tosu would have been happy with that. Tosu would have been happy if the Gemara would have done that. If the Gemara wanted it, that's still saying. If the Gemara wants to shove the two together and then do a two in one, I can understand doing those two. Because Nara means the girl as opposed to the Hashemayim, and then it goes together. That's what I was saying, is that would have been fine. I could see, obviously you have to accomplish three things in two limudim. I don't know how you put together Shabbos and Naraya and Behema. I could have seen putting together Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, because that would have been the concept. That would have been the idea that it's telling you Nara as opposed to Gavoa. But what's the Gemara doing and throwing in? The Gemara apparently is not doing that. And the Gemara is throwing in Nara together with a Behema, together with Shabbos. What's Shabbos and Behema? How do they throw those two together? It seems he's asking and answering that. Yeah, I mean, it's true. It does seem like Rashi's kind of going. It sounds like Rashi's kind of going with the Tosa's answer. So the way Tosa's is holding.
Right.
Is that basically you're right. One is excluding Behema, the other excludes Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos comes along for the ride. And the Gemara is mentioning, it's mentioning Shabbos, it's not just throwing it in. But I mean, you see, Tos apparently doesn't go for that. I mean, Tos doesn't say that. Tos Rashi apparently doesn't like that. He didn't like just saying he's going to throw it in. If you want to throw it in on Shabbos, it's tame, the Gemara shouldn't do that. Gemara should throw it in together with, I mean, that's, so Tos doesn't say that, but then that's what we were asking. Throw it in with Shabbos, don't throw it in with Zoro. Why throw it in with Behema? You want to throw it in appropriately.
That's kind of a question.
Yeah, I mean, Tosfos doesn't like it. I mean, that's, I guess that's the way you could answer, but it's a pshat, you know. That Rashi apparently was willing to say, is like, once it's throwing it in, whatever. But I mean, Tosfos didn't like that. I mean, I don't know, that's a question of, I think, of taste, as well, you know, what you hold as Gemara's could do. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think they're probably in the same camp, though, basically, in the way they're learning. But Tosfos, it sounds like Tosfos, this is interesting, actually, because it sounds like Tosfos held that maybe the Gemara had another idea that he doesn't know about. You know, it's a tema. It's astounding. What's why to do that? You know, he's not willing to just say the Gemara is just whatever, but the Gemara is saying it, and he didn't know the reason. He's wondering. So he's wondering why the Gemara do that. What's the Gemara's idea? Sounds like a wild idea. It's astounding, but he's not willing to say there is no idea. Rashi is like he likes the question so much that he just throws it. Says it's a pshat. It's whatever. So it's interesting. It's like Tosfos is more, you know. More in a certain sense, more hold that there is even as far to say something.
Right.
He doesn't know what it is, but he says maybe there is. He's more like Lashem for sure. But that's a matter of taste, is how loose the Gemara's could be. I mean, you can't get into that. But Tosfos apparently is not willing to accept that, and therefore he is saying, I don't know, the Gemara must have just something up his sleeve. But it's astounding to me, I don't know what it is. Rashi wasn't so bothered, apparently, in terms of the text. Rashi held that that's what Gemara's right, and forget about it. Pushed it aside altogether. Let's set up the next problem, right? Okay, so now Tosfos says like this: "Vim Tomar, Lamali Krala Mute Shabbos." This is an interesting question to ask. Why do you need the pasuk to exclude Shabbos? That you can't kill a guy to prevent him from violating Shabbos. Hamatzil Gufe Kamachal Shabbos, the Chovu B'Chaveru. Killing him is itself violating Shabbos because you're wounding a person, right? Be'itli Chal Shabbos, La'hasil Chaveru, Mechal Shabbos. How can you? What are you going to do? You're in order to save him from violating Shabbos, you're going to violate Shabbos? That doesn't make any sense. Right? And that's me on Shabbos. You're preventing him from violating Shabbos. It's Shabbos for you also, right? It's not just Shabbos for him, Shabbos for you. Dain zeh mekalkel b'chabura. Right? So you could say is killing someone is not productive. Malacha is always productive. So what are you doing? You're not doing productive, you're just killing him. Right? So it's like, it's damage. It's destructive. destructive. It's not the deraisa. It's not really Chol Shabbos. It's destructive. He says the akadi tikune gavra kinochay misa kedufak lechdin amonis. That is destructive. You just stop being destructive. But if you have a person who's chayv misa and you kill him, that's productive, because you're satisfying his chayv misa. So therefore, it's productive. Okay. You could ask though, is this isn't exactly chayv misa. He's not really chayv misa. It's a rodev. Right? I mean, it's not like he's chayv misa. That's the gemara's there, is why guy's really chayv misa. But here he's not chayv misa. It's just a matter of I have to save the right. So that's a kasha, I think, we can ask on Tosfos. It's not so simple what he's saying, you know. Okay, but so he says, but that's his question. So his premise is that this would be Chol Shabbos. How could you do Chol Shabbos to prevent this Chol Shabbos? The whole thing is ridiculous, right? What are you doing? You're running Shabbos to prevent Chol Shabbos? You're so concerned about Chol Shabbos, and here you are. What are you doing? So he answers, Yeshomar demikol makom salakadaitich dizir sakasav. Kavaz Rosh Hashanah. You might say, look, it's a pasuk. The Torah says, like Rav Zarishin, Chel Chel, says, just like by Avodah Zarah, you violate the Yavai, you kill him to violate to prevent Avodah Zarah, you kill him to prevent Chol Shabbos. Problem is, though, and what sense does that make? It's the same problem. Sorry, that doesn't, he's not answering the question. How does Yerushalayim help? It's not logical. It's not logical. So what's how does Yerushalayim help you here?
On a regular road,
Dave, you'll say he's doing an Avera, but what's he doing? You say he's killing. But you could say killing isn't, the killing you could say is that's not killing. Because killing means just not murdering a guy. But if you're killing the guy because of the Zdin HaTzalah, you know, because of, let's say, the HaTzalah and Avera is Machriya, then that's not the answer of murder. And like when Bezdin kills someone, that's not murder. That's the famous Bezdin. So here, that's not murder. The Torah's telling me that's not murder, because murder means to kill an innocent guy. It doesn't just mean to kill. It means to kill someone who doesn't deserve to kill, or kill unwarranted. But Chol Shabbos doesn't mean, you say it's not Chol Shabbos. It is Chol Shabbos. It's chabura. It's productive. It's very nice to have all the best reasons in the world, but Chol Shabbos means a productive thing. It's productive. You know, but by killing, killing isn't the action of killing. Killing means like an unwarranted killing. That's the Isser, so it's not the Isser. You know what I mean? Like Osirza, like to murder, it doesn't just mean don't to kill. Someone said that. And it doesn't say Losaro, don't kill. It means Losirza, don't murder. This is a different thing. It doesn't mean to kill. You could kill. There are times where you kill. Killing isn't the answer, it's murder. Murder is a certain type of a thing. I don't know who said that, but it sounds right. It sounds nice. I have to really pursue it.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard it before also. Sounds like it makes sense, but I don't know, you know. Maybe not. Who knows? You have to look into it. But I'm saying, it's like the sense, that's what I'm saying though. It's like, the Isser of killing is not just to kill. If it's warranted, it's legitimate, that's not the Isser. But it's still Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. Was it just because it's not Chol Shabbos? It is Chol Shabbos. You're doing a calculus. You're productive. So how does that, how does the Zeres Kosov help you here? Right? Zeres Kosov? That's it. Right? And also, what's the deal here? That, yeah. That's the question. So what's his answer, right? He's asking a good, powerful kasha. He's not really answering. He's just kind of throwing. He answers a lot of questions that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that'll take us next time. Maybe I don't know if that'll take the whole time next time. If we're not, we'll go further. The machlokas is, let's say the girl says, "Don't worry, leave him alone. Don't kill him. I'm nervous." She says it out of fear. He's going to kill her. Leave him alone. Do you still have a right to kill the Rodef or not? That's the Machlokas Tanan. So that's the Gemara takes it up. So that's what we're headed there also. Okay? Yeah, on that there's a Rashi and the Arama. Two different ways to learn that Machlokas. So you look at that.